this life possesses but a handful of sand
and all our distresses. Lord, is
praise the Lord with our corn to His saints forever. Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 16th chapter, beginning with the 19th verse, where our Lord speaks to his disciples. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, "Are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Most assuredly I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. Back in the 1960s, the comedian Carol Burnett once said that if women ever wanted to explain to their husbands what it was like to give birth to a baby, they should take their bottom lip and pull it over the top of their head. A mother, while she is in the process of labor, does not feel very glorious. It feels like a rather difficult situation. The glory of being a mother maybe is the furthest thing from her mind right at that moment as she's 9 months pregnant and going through labor. Our Lord Jesus uses the difficulty of that as an image for us in understanding what it's like as Christians in this world. Right now, for those of us who believe in Christ and love Him and trust in Him as our Savior and love the forgiveness of sins we have in Him and look forward to heaven, right now there doesn't seem to be any apparent glory with that. Jesus says, "I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful." So often God hides Himself in this world as to how He works in our lives, so often hides Himself in sorrow and in difficulty. And sometimes it makes believers wonder, does God even care? Is God even out there? The prophet Isaiah said, "Truly you are a God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior." And so we live in the present time period when the world's view of Christianity and of us believing in Christ appears to be right on, and that is, it's meaningless. It seems useless. It doesn't seem to get us anywhere. And that all of this stuff about caring about repentance of our sins and caring about God's forgiveness and caring about God's word and wanting to follow what Christ tells us in His word, all of that seems to be of no benefit to us at all. It appears right now like the world is correct in its assessment of Christianity. And this is what makes being a believer in Christ so challenging. Just like the woman in labor, who maybe at the moment of the most difficult part of that labor says to herself, "Man, is this really worth it?" I remember when my wife and I were going through classes, they called them Lamaze classes, to have a baby. And I remember that the lady teaching that said to me and to the men, "Don't bring up the subject of having another baby while your wife is in labor." We are tempted to buy into this world's thinking and that Christianity doesn't seem to give us any apparent advantage. In fact, there are times when it may feel like to us that being a believer in Christ is even to our disadvantage. But the Lord often works through suffering in the lives of His faithful. We think of young Joseph as a teenager whose own brothers sell him into slavery. And while he's on that slavery cart, probably shackled, on his way to Egypt to be taken off into forced labor, thinking this would destroy the rest of his life. Imagine sitting on the cart with him, trying to convince him that this was for his good, and this was for the good of his family. That would have been pretty difficult, I imagine. God often disguises how he works in our world. He hides himself in things that appear lowly and sometimes even suffering. He disguises himself in a carpenter's belt as the son of a carpenter, by wearing a crown of thorns instead of a crown of gold. He places himself in the position of being a criminal. He permits himself to be executed like someone on death row. He appears to be so weak and so helpless, but this is how God has chosen to disguise himself when he enters our history, so that only faith can see him and see his glory. God's way of working in this world demands faith to be seen. The author of Hebrews says, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see with our eyes. God doesn't send you to the successes in your life to determine whether or not he cares about you. He sends you to very lowly things that seem silly to the world. This old book, these sweaty little preachers that tell you about what Christ has done for you, a little handful of water to put on your head, some bread and some wine like you could eat at a party. But God hides himself in these lowly places to come to his church, to keep them with Christ, so that someday they can be in heaven. And a day will finally come when his church in this world is no longer hidden under the suffering and difficulty that it has to go through now. Jesus says to his disciples, I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. And that really, that final statement, your heart will rejoice, that's really what his entire mission and purpose was all about. So that you someday could know what it means to rejoice with heavenly joy forever. The woman in delivery may appear to be the most distressed and pain-stricken person on earth during that process. And yet within moments, when the bundle of joy of her little baby is born, it's hard to imagine anybody who could be happier at that moment. The church of God in this world right now appears to be struggling with the pains of this life, sometimes even the pains of having to bear the name of Christ on us. And yet that same church of Christ waits and longs for the birth of the resurrection of our own bodies when we will someday be in heaven. Right now, in this world, in this time that we're in, we appear to have nothing. But there and then, we will have everything. So your Lord says to you today, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Amen.
Brother in Christ, you are here to make public profession of your Christian faith. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Romans, said, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Therefore, lift up your heart to God, the God of all grace, and joyfully answer these questions. Do this day in the presence of God and these fellow Christians, acknowledge that in baptism, God gave you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. If so, answer, I do. Do you reject the devil along with all his lies and empty promises? So answer, I do. Do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? If so, answer, I do. Do you believe that all the books of the Bible are the inspired Word of God? If so, answer, I do. Do you believe that the teaching of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, as you have learned to know it from Luther's small catechism, is faithful and true to the Word of God? If so, answer, I do. Do you intend to continue steadfast in this teaching and to endure all things, even death, rather than fall away from it? If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help me.
I do, and I ask God to help me.
Do you intend faithfully to conform all your life to the teaching of God's Word, to be faithful in the use of the Word and sacrament, and in faith and action? action remain true to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as long as you live. If so, answer, I do, and I ask God to help me.
I do, and I ask God to help me.
Give me your hand in token thereof, and Jesus says in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. May the triune God, who by holy baptism has adopted you as his child, and has made you an heir of eternal life, preserve you in the grace of your baptism, and grant you steadfastness in your faith to the salvation of your soul. Amen. Let us pray. But Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing bread to the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, and in giving him both a heart to believe and a mouth to confess his saving name. Enable him to bring forth the fruits of faith and to continue steadfast and victorious until the day comes when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This time I invite you to stand and we will unite with bread and confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed.